financial planners, phone 01233 722 922 or check them out at www.fffp.co.uk. Facts and figures, independent financial advice everyone can follow. www.fffp.co.uk. I'm all right, Jack. Keep your
hands off my stack. RIFT Research and Development. Tax rewards for innovative small businesses. RIFTResearch.com.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
Where do businesses in Kent go to do business? SupplyMyBusiness.co.uk. Get 12 months membership for the price of 10 when you join today. SupplyMyBusiness.co.uk.
Go digital. Go Channel Radio. Visit our website, channelradio.co.uk.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show on KentBusinessRadio.co.uk on this Tuesday, the 5th of July, with me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly gorgeous Jill Serkin. We got dozens of emails, we got dozens of tweets, we got a lovely another guest to talk to shortly, so it's all happening here. So do you know what, Jules? I'm gonna read an email, Jules, and then you can read an email.
Okay.
What do you reckon?
Yeah, let's do it.
There's an annual summer networking barbecue, and it's taking place manana. That's tomorrow, Wednesday, the 6th of July, and it's at the Canterbury Cathedral Lodge. That's in the precincts of the cathedral in Canterbury, surprisingly, and it's from 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Join other Kent businesses for our annual networking summer barbecue, located within a beautiful and inspirational grounds of Canterbury Cathedral Lodge, on Wednesday, the 6th of July. You can enjoy a delicious two-course barbecue with soft drink on arrival, whilst making new contacts, generating business leads and sharing ideas, experiences with like-minded business people. Due to the venue's capacity, spaces are limited, so please book. That's the Kent Invicta Chamber, and you can find out and book your ticket by going to their website, which is kentinvictachamber.co.uk.
The wood-fired cooking challenge is at the Kent County Show. The wood-burning stove company, the Stove Hub, are looking for Kent cooks to showcase their skills on their wood-fueled cooker top stove at this year's...
That's easy for you to say.
At this year's Kent County Show. I've got the rabbit's teeth in today.
Mm-hmm.
Kent County Show. So that is this weekend, as we said. You need to contact, if you're a chef who wants to showcase your own grub on this wood stove at the Kent County Show, contact Joe Alsop, A-L-S-O-P, and it's 01634 826 143, and a few of my chefy friends have gone along for that, but go to the stovehub.co.uk. They're going to be on stand 283.
Fantastic, thank you. We've had a tweet from Ancorians Football Club, who said, great show on the Business Bunker so far. Can you give us a shout out? Ancorians Football Club is seeking sponsors for the 2016-2017 season. If you're interested in finding out more, you can contact via Twitter, Lee JW. That's Lee, L-E-I-G-H, L-E-I-G-H, J-W. So if you contact Lee, or you can follow Ancorians FC on the Twitter, if you fancy sponsoring them. And they are a fabulous community club, so I suggest you do.
They are. There's a limited time offer. The first month is rent-free. And this is located in the heart of Dartford, the Nucleus Business and Innovation Centre. And they're offering a fantastic range of fully serviced office space, virtual offices and meeting rooms for a community of innovative companies. So if you're a startup or you're looking for a larger space, contact k.brooker, B-R-O-O-K-E-R, at oxin.co.uk, and use the discount code Nucleus First. There's a typo there, so I'm not quite sure, but it looks like N-U-C-L-E-U-S.
It's the word Nucleus.
S-T.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So that's go to them, and k.brooker at oxin.co.uk, rent free for the first month.
I love this tweet. It's from Holcomb Health Clinic. who I just shouted out just now. So excited, just heard the shout out on the Business Bunker. I squealed with delight when I heard it. That's lovely, isn't
it? We love a squealing
listener. We love a squeal. Yeah, have another squeal. Let's see if we can double squeal. That's Holcombe Health Clinic.
We want pictures of squealing people.
Yeah, absolutely. Nice one.
Kent and Victor Chamber have their after hours networking. It's 6 to 7.30. You can find your new clients. The next one will be Tuesday the 12th of July at the lovely Hive Imperial in Hythe in Kent.
That's handy.
Wednesday the 13th of July at the Royal Wells Hotel in Tunbridge Wells. And then the 19th of July, which is a Tuesday, at St George Hotel in Chatham. Lots going on there. Go on to the Kent Invicta Chamber website to find out more.
Fantastic. You're going to love this one, Jules. You're going to love this. The lovely Siobhan of Well Styled.
Oh, yes.
Has launched a Kill the Cardigan workshop.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, how I need to go on that.
How many cardigans do we have?
Yeah, I have about a million.
Yeah, I love a cardigan.
Amwin's wearing a cardigan at the moment. I'm a cardigan freak. I've got a whole wardrobe full of cardigans. But so, Siobhan, you're on dodgy ground here. But let's go with this anyway. Small businesses that are owned and managed by women are being offered the chance to attend a unique training course that will help them to dress to impress for business. Siobhan Young, who's a style coach and personal stylist at worldstyle.co.uk, is launching an image and style workshop to help women in business to sharpen their business attire and to kill the cardigan. That's a bit of an overkill because I have to say that Amwin is one of the snappiest dressers I know. She has colours that suit her enormously. So I think this is just a bit tongue-in-cheek, to be honest. Anyway, we're going to send Amwin down there as a kind of counter-threat to this. Anyway, there's an intensive three-hour workshop which will be held on Tuesday the 19th of July at 10 a.m. at the Tunbridge Wells Spa Hotel in Mount Ephraim. The workshop costs a measly £45 to attend, and there is an early bird discount. Siobhan said, while many local women have head for business, many have not honed in on their professional style. And this workshop is set to show women how to dress like they mean business. And the first step will be to kill the cardigan and replace it with a sharper choice.
Well, I was going to ask what they're going to replace it with.
Yeah.
A V-neck?
A jacket. Yeah.
I hate jackets.
Shoulder pads?
Yeah. I hate jackets.
Yeah.
They're
anyway.
Waistcoat.
So we shall see. Anyway, if you want to know more about it, you can go to the website, which is worldstyle.co.uk, or you can email Siobhan at siobhan@worldstyle.co.uk.
She's going to go through my wardrobe. I'm kind of excited, but I'm kind of worried.
You see, I had that done a few years ago.
I know. And you looked very natty afterwards.
Yeah. But they all just started being silly. Because I had 65 blue shirts, they thought there was something wrong with that, and I don't see what's wrong with that at all. What's wrong with having 65 blue shirts?
Well, my new husband's a bit weird about white. He's got so many white shirts, and I send it out to the ironing lady.
That's because you never wash them.
No, I wash them, and then I send them out to the ironing lady, but the one that's in the ironing bag is the one white shirt that he wanted, and he's got like 58 other one white shirts. Drives me nuts. And why do you have things that need ironing anyway, men? I don't have anything that needs ironing. Yeah. One good potato.
Yeah.
They need your help. And this is from the lovely Hilary Steele.
The potato queen.
She is the potato queen. She says, in 1989, her mum, Jennifer Steele, wrote the book called The Great Potato Cookbook. And she said she remembers being so proud of it. And she wants your help. She wants to publish the book in November of this year. And she's got a crowdfunding Kickstarter campaign. So you can go for just £3. You can pledge your support, as well as for the producers in Kent, who she's using, Hilary is, for many of the recipes. Not personally chopping up the producers of Kent, hopefully, but just their produce. So you can, she hasn't put a website on here.
There's a crowdfunding page. She's only got 17 days. I checked it out this morning.
Oh, cool.
So yeah, you need to, I think it's £7,500 she's trying to raise, and she's on about 1500
okay.
right now.
Okay, so you can go, the book's called World of Potatoes. You can go on to kentbusinessradio.co.uk and you'll find the link there, but pledge as little as £3. Up to whatever you want.
And she can come around and make a roast, I think, on one of the pledges. Ooh. She'll come and make a roast for you and your family.
Absolutely.
I want her every Sunday.
Absolutely. I've had a tweet from Nurse Liz, who's had to dash out now, about young Louisa here. She said, loved her energy, read the tea talk. Preach it, sister.
Yeah, because of course she is a coffee girl. She's listening in Maryland.
She lives on the East Coast of America, so they don't know what tea is.
She goes, need coffee, need coffee, all the time when you're with her. Need coffee.
Yeah.
But now she'll be saying,
now she's converted to tea.
Good.
You've just converted the entire East Coast of America to tea.
Cool.
Yeah.
Create have July 28th at Fruitworks, 77 Stour Street. Did you read that already? I don't know.
No, go for it.
And they're saying David Shaw, who's a Spurs fan, but somebody's got to like
somebody's
him.
Somebody's got to be.
Sunday League football player is up first with the topic Disrupt or Be Disrupted, how business is changing as a result of technology and how you can keep up with this. And David Knowlton, oh, I love David Knowlton, who's a lover of skiing. He also brews his own ale. He's following with his five steps to social media success. I was frolicking with his brother on Friday at the Slope Off Friday.
Are we?
Lloyd, yeah.
Yeah, cool.
So they'll also have Amy McManus. And whose first words were quack, quack, apparently, who will have a quacking presentation on how to create epic content for social media. So that's all on July 28th, 77 Stour Street in Canterbury at Fruitworks.
Cool. Thank you for that. It's now an absolute pleasure to welcome our second guest today onto the show, the absolutely delightful Amwen Cooper of Get Fruit Through Marketing. Amwen, welcome onto the show.
Thank you.
It's an absolute pleasure to have you here. I bumped into you at the B2B the other day, and we were just chatting, and Amwen said to me, do you know, it's about time I came on the Business Bunker Show. And I was absolutely convinced that you'd been on before, but you haven't,
no,
had you?
No, so I'm pleased to be here.
And then
in the
because,
new studio.
Yeah, and then because serendipity works like that, a guest that was due on today pulled out at the last minute. So I thought, well, there you go.
Perfect timing.
It's perfect timing. So thank you so much for joining us at short notice.
Thank you for having me.
It's an absolute pleasure to see you. Why don't you tell us a little bit about Amwen and about Get Fruitful Marketing?
So I started Get Fruitful Marketing as my business about 18 months ago.
Cool. Everybody started it 18 months ago. What was
great
going on
time.
Back then?
When,
hold on.
Time.
Jules, while they're talking, work out what happened 18 months ago.
It was Jupiter arising through Mars on the cusp.
Is that why they've got NASA going around it now?
Yeah.
Ah, that'll be it.
And
sorry.
Don't get me started on what Uranus was doing.
Oh, goodness sake.
There was something going on.
Yeah, there was.
Sure.
So 18
definitely.
Months ago, sorry. Yeah.
And, so I set this business up. It's a business to help other businesses in Kent specifically with launching, growing and making their businesses more sustainable. So anybody who wants to reach more customers more effectively, I can help them.
Fantastic. And I spoke at an event that you had a couple of months ago at Bar and Court, which was a brilliant event. It was the Get Fruitful Playbook, absolutely. And I was going to ask you about the Get Fruitful Playbook and to tell us what it is and where you are in the process. Is it launched now or are we ready yet?
Nearly. Yeah. So the Get Fruitful Marketing Program is sort of a system that I've created to take people through the steps to putting together a marketing plan for their business.
Is this particularly aimed at small and medium-sized businesses
or
is it
range,
anyone?
Really, yeah. So most small businesses don't have a marketing plan.
Yep.
And lots of bigger businesses don't have one either. Yeah. But the steps that you go through to put one together is the same, regardless of what sort of business you are and how big you are and what stage you're at, really. So I have put this process together in the form of a book, which is the Get Fruitful Playbook. And it's a workbook, but it's fun. That's why it's called the Playbook.
Okay.
It's also called the Playbook because in sports, you have a playbook which has all the rules for how you play the game.
Yep.
And this is basically a playbook for your business. So it's all the rules and your strategy for running your business, basically.
Okay.
The playbook is something that I have developed through work with clients and courses that I run. And it's a sort of compilation of all the worksheets that I use in my courses.
Right, okay.
Basically. All bound together in a book form. So, yeah, it's been about a year in the process of putting it all together. And I've been working with a fantastic designer to... you know, make it look nice.
Yeah, I love the design. I was
thank
looking
you.
So
I'll give a shout out to Claire Melville Brown. She's my wonderful designer. And
where's she based?
She's based in Maidstone. And I'll give a shout out to my publisher as well, Sharon Lynn at Herkimer Publishing has helped me to put it together.
Right.
And basically I have a proof of the book in my hand. and I've got a whole stack of people who've ordered it already, pre-orders.
Right.
But I've got a little bit more work to do just finishing it off.
Okay.
So there's a bit of editing to do, a bit of copy still to tweak.
Okay.
The plan is the summer holidays is going to be my time to finish it.
Yeah.
And it will be on sale on Amazon by the end of the summer.
So when you say summer holidays, are you doing some? Do you have a break in the summer holidays?
Yes. So I set this business up because I'm a mum and I wanted to have more flexible working
times. Work around your kids.
Yeah. So I don't really have client meetings in school holidays. Mm-hmm. I do obviously have to keep the business ticking over. So there's all stuff to do behind the scenes and I'm beavering away quietly, but I don't do so much kind of going out networking and actually face-to-face
been
client
there
work.
Done that, you know, working with, you know, I've got three kids and they're thankfully grown up, but
some of us still have to work with children, women or childlike people anyway,
but women have to work around children. Exactly. And
it's not just women
it's men but I mean I'm so old that men didn't get involved in when I had young kids really.
Anyway.
So, yeah. So, I'm having a little time to finish that off this summer.
Okay.
And then, yeah, it will be available to buy on Amazon.
Okay. Without giving too much away, because obviously people need to buy the book and do the whole playbook thing, but let's kind of pick out a couple of things here. So, it is a workbook, yeah? It's an exercise that you can sit down and go through.
Yeah.
Do you have to kind of start it so I'll finish kind of thing? So, you have to do the whole thing?
Yeah.
So you can't kind of. You can't just pick it up and go, do you know what, this month I'll just do one thing.
Yeah, you can break it down into chunks and do a little bit at a time, but I think the real value is doing the whole process.
Yeah, sure.
And seeing it.
Because you can't have half a plan really, can
Not
you?
Not really.
No, it doesn't really work. Oh, hold on. Louise has got half a plan.
I was just wondering, would it be possible to do it digitally? Because I hate my handwriting. So, to make it nice and clear.
Yeah, interesting.
To be able to fill it in, maybe like, you know, how many PDFs you can fill in.
So I've been debating whether to make this available on Kindle.
Yeah.
Because I can see that, you know, that's the way things are going. I mean, I have almost all my books now are on my Kindle.
Yeah.
It's very rare that I buy a physical one. Mm. So I'm sure that there's a big market for this on Kindle.
Absolutely.
But then because it is a workbook that you write in, that wouldn't work.
Mm. No.
So you could use it as a reference, you could read it, then you'd have to write down a separate piece of paper. So that's something I need to negotiate.
Is what's lovely about
it. Yeah, I mean that's a big part of the process. Mm. You know, when you write something down, it really crystallizes it in your thinking. It helps you think more clearly. Mm. And also when you commit something to paper, you are committing. And it makes it much more likely that you're going to follow through on the action. Mm-hmm. And this is a problem that I see a lot, is that people have lots of good intentions for how they want to market their business. They've got lots of ideas and they just don't follow through on the execution. Mm. And that's often because they haven't committed it to paper.
I wanted to explore that a little bit with you because I'm a bit of a marketing fan myself. I mean, it's probably the one thing that I do with my businesses because it's what I'm into. So I don't always relate to people that can't get the power of marketing. I go, really? Have you got any insight into why that might be? Why people struggle with it? You know, why they don't kind of just intuitively kind of go, one of the first things I would do starting a business is to think about my marketing plan.
Mm.
Any idea why people don't do that?
I think there's probably a couple of reasons. One is if people have started a business because they're very good at something, you know, the technical aspects of something.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking of an accountant, for example. You know, they might be a really good accountant. That doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to be good at marketing that business and finding new clients to work with and, you know, raising their profile, getting people to understand the services that they can offer.
Mm.
And it might be something that they just feel very uncomfortable about. You know, they might be very happy behind their screen, doing their spreadsheets and, you know, delivering the service for the client. But they might just feel a bit uncomfortable about getting out on the radio, for example, and talking about what they do. They might feel uncomfortable being on social media. They might just see it as a waste of time.
Sure.
They don't want to go to networking events. And,
sure.
You know, all the parts of marketing just might not come naturally to them.
Yeah, you have natural shyness of some people, don't you? Yeah. Or natural introversion.
You can find very, very intelligent people who say to me, I don't know what to write on Twitter. Mm. I just, and you know,
their
highly
mind sort
intelligent.
Of goes blank.
They just have no idea and they don't want to do it. So,
and I think a lot of people feel uncomfortable because they see it as self-promotion and they're sort of shouting about themselves and bigging themselves up. And that doesn't come naturally to most people, I would say, and particularly English people, British people.
Yeah.
You know, it's not in our way of being.
And I think British people don't like the hard sell either.
Yeah.
So you don't want to feel like you're hard selling.
Yeah, sure.
That's definitely from my experience.
And that's absolutely true. I as someone that is very retiring myself and quite shy about these things, I can empathise with that. You're absolutely right. We don't like to pick things up, and we find it somewhat tacky to talk in that way. But of course, it's not just, you know, sending out messages going, look at me, look at me, look at me. You've got to give something that people find interesting and useful about what you're doing. And Louisa's absolutely right. You know, it's not just talking about you as a person or you as a product. It's about engagement, isn't it?
Exactly.
And that's really what marketing
is, I think, about. Sort of a large part of my work is actually shifting people's mindset and moving them away from that push sort of messaging of, you know,
Having a chat.
Yeah, exactly. It's about starting conversations, engaging people. And a lot of it is about education.
Yeah.
It's about, I mean, just listening to you, Louise, and then about tea. I learned so much just listening to you for those few minutes. And, you know, that's what marketing is about, really. It's just educating people on your product or your service.
Absolutely. I spent an hour with Louisa once over a cup of tea, and I became a tea expert. And I've actually sold consultancy courses now on my expertise in tea, having spent an hour listening to Louisa. You're absolutely right. But I wanted to come back to this thing, this peculiarly British attitude towards this kind of thing. And do you think that it's partly because there's a confusion between selling and marketing? Because what we're talking about really is selling, isn't it? If you push, that's just selling. Yeah, but marketing is far more subtle than just selling, isn't it?
Yeah, perhaps it might be, but although I would argue that selling shouldn't be about push either.
No, absolutely.
You know, really good selling is about serving people. Mm. It's about good service. It's about relationships, partnerships.
Trust.
You know, trust, yeah, exactly. So it is, again, a two-way relationship. Mm. I think sales does have a bad reputation as much as marketing. But the way I see it, I quite often talk about, you know, marketing is about raising awareness, building desire and interest, intriguing people, starting the conversation. And sales is about commitment and getting people to sign on the dotted line and hand over the cash.
Absolutely.
And marketing's, you know, earlier on in the process, it's about broadcast messaging quite often because you are trying to get your message out to a large number of people. Mm. And sales tends to be more one-to-one communications. It's once you've actually got a prospective customer in front of you who just needs help to negotiate a particular deal or to make a payment or, you know, to put an order in or whatever. Mm. So it's a slightly different skill set because generally marketers are speaking to large numbers of people all at once, and salespeople are generally dealing on a one-to-one basis. Mm.
No, absolutely. While I was listening to you, many years ago when I started one of my early businesses, there was an organisation around at the time called Business Link that was supposed to help you. And they sent a marketing expert to help us. And they came in and they said, you ought to advertise on the telly.
Okay.
This was a business that was less than 3 months old with no customers. You ought to advertise on the telly. Genius, absolute genius. And in those days, it would have cost a minimum of £100,000 to do that. And I went, and exactly how do I afford that? And he went, oh, that's not my field.
Oh, my goodness.
That was marketing expertise 25 years ago.
I think there's still a lot of people out there giving that kind of advice, which is just really unhelpful. I think everyone finds it easy to think of marketing tactics and have you thought of this, have you thought of that. They don't think through the implications of
the price tag,
the budget. Is that appropriate for your business? Are you actually going to reach your target market that way? It can be very frustrating.
Absolutely. So look, if we wanted to work with someone like you at Get Fruit Through Marketing, what are the kind of ways we could do that? When you publish your book, we can buy your playbook, obviously. You made reference earlier to the fact that you do some workshops.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I work with businesses one-to-one as well, just a small number because my time is limited. Basically guiding them through the process to put a marketing plan together and then mentoring and supporting them with the implementation. And because I can only work with a small number of people in that way, I've developed a group workshop program which allows me to help more people, and I'm currently doing that twice a year. So I'm just finishing my spring summer one this week. Friday's my last session, and I'm going to be doing another series in the autumn.
Cool.
Haven't announced the dates yet, but if anyone's interested, let me know and I will be announcing that soon.
Fantastic. Look, it was great to talk to you. Thank you for coming on and telling us about that. In a minute, I'm going to ask you to tell us how we can find out more via your website and stuff like that. The book, the playbook, should be with us shortly.
Mm-hmm.
There is a workshop coming up in the autumn, and we can talk to you about potentially some one-to-one stuff once the summer holidays are over.
Yeah.
So how do we find out more about Get Fruitful Marketing?
So my website is the best place to go to, which is getfruitfulmarketing.com.
Cool.
And from there, you can read my blog, sign up for fortnightly Fruitful email updates, and you will also find links to my social media profiles. My main ones that I'm using are Twitter. I'm at Get Fruitful Now on Twitter, and I do try to send out interesting content via that profile every day, links to tips and insights on the world of marketing. On LinkedIn and Facebook, I've got a page on Facebook as well. I've also got a Facebook group, actually.
I just mentioned
that. It's a slightly secret group.
Ooh.
It's invitation only.
It's all right,
so
no one's listening.
People have to request to be added to the group.
Oh, okay.
It's called the Fruitful Marketers Playground.
Wow.
And it's a group of people on Facebook who I have met or have connected with. So I know them all personally, and I know sort of what they do. And they're all business owners, people who run their own small businesses. And it's basically a place where I share tips on marketing every day, and they can bounce ideas around within the group as well.
Fantastic. That's brilliant. So do check that out. But more than that, check out the website, pre-order your copy of the playbook, and we shall wait with bated breath for that to come out. But for the moment, Amwin, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show. It's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you. And we hope that the book is a rip-roaring success, and I'm sure it will be.
Thank you.
Cool. And with Cooper, Get Fruitful Marketing.
Ooh.
Thank you. We're kind of fast approaching
that time.
So do you want to do a couple more emails
quickly?
Yeah,
well, I've done all my emails. I've got the FSB. So
we're not ready for the FSB yet.
Hand me some.
I've got some emails. You can read that one.
I will, thank you.
You can read that one in a minute.
Construction Expo in the Southeast. There's the Expo Dinner, which is sponsored by Wilmot Dixon. Book your place, they say, onto the Construction Expo Dinner, which is on the 6th of October at Kent Event Centre in Detling. And the guest speaker there is Giles Brandwith, who's the former MP. He's also a TV presenter and raconteur. The price is £42 plus VAT per person. And tables of 10, £400 plus VAT, includes a reception drink and a three-course dinner. You can go to bookings at kentinvictorchamber.co.uk. And, of course, it will also be on kentbusinessradio.co.uk. You can just click on the link there. There's also a business event. They're running a workshop on how to get the best from attending trade shows and exhibitions. This is a good one. So it's going to be on September the 13th. The venue is at 70 Churchill Square in West Malling.
She can't say words like that. She calls it West Malling and Egerton. And what was it? Trotterscliff.
And some such strange Elizabethan words. Even in this modern era, they say, of social media and online digital marketing, the B2B exhibitions are still considered to be some of the most effective forms of promoting your business. No other marketing outlet gives you the chance to meet and talk directly to hundreds of potential customers in one place and in one day. So to ensure your best place to maximise your company's presence, we're holding this free workshop. And it's designed to make sure that your investment in your time and money returns maximum benefits for your business. So go to kentbusinessradio.co.uk, click on the business events tab and you will find out more. But it's September the 13th, 9 to 12:15 at 70 Churchill Square, West Malling.
Malling.
So kentbusinessradio.co.uk.
West Malling. You got it.
Did you type that?
No.
Little typo, darling.
This is an advance notification of the next Get Social Kent 2016 event, Building Online Business Relationships. It's on Thursday the 3rd of November from 9 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. and it is free to attend. And it will be taking place at the Longfield Academy, Main Road, Longfield. That's just near Dartford. And it's the Kent Invicta Chamber of Commerce and ZC Social Media, the lovely Zoe Cairns, are bringing together our third social media day, filled with up-to-date content, expert advice and tips and strategies for you to take and use straight away in your business. The day will have keynote speakers, an expert Q&A panel, social media clinics and exhibitors. At the moment, you could become a sponsor. Would you like to increase your brand awareness and recognition? Sponsoring Get Social Kent provides a great means of broadening your competitive edge by improving your company's image, prestige and credibility. Your sponsorship will give you massive exposure, your name in front of thousands of businesses, and to raise a brand awareness and create positive PR. You can find out more by emailing Linda at Kent. At kentinvictorchamber.co.uk, or you can call the chamber on Ashford, which is 01233 503 838. That's Ashford, 01233 503 838.
Can I do a couple of shout outs?
Yeah, of course you can.
So one of the things that I do alongside my business is I host a networking group.
This is Anne Wynne Cooper.
Hello,
speaking.
Sorry, it's me. Yeah, it's called Evo Girls. Some people may already be familiar with Evo Girls.
I've been to one of those.
Yeah,
you are an Evo girl.
Honorary Evo girl. Mm. So it's been going for a while in Maidstone and also Gravesend, but I've just started up the Tunbridge Wells group, and we've had three meetings so far, which have been great. The fourth meeting is coming up on the 20th of July, and we meet at the Mercure Hotel in Pembury, next to the hospital.
Yep.
And we meet every month. It's the third Wednesday in the morning, 9:45 to 11:45. It's free, and anyone can come along if they're a woman in business or a woman thinking about setting up their own business.
Cool.
So you can go to the Evo Girls website, evogirls.co.uk. There is a calendar which lists all the events across Kent, and you can book a place. Even though it's free, we just ask people to book because we need to monitor the numbers.
Absolutely.
But yeah, everyone is welcome to come. And there's one other event, which is next Tuesday, the 12th of July. I'm a member of the PSA, which is the Professional Speaking Association, and they have bi-monthly meetings at the Brands Hatch Place Hotel.
Okay.
And the meeting this month is all about storytelling. So it's an event for anyone who speaks as part of their work, whether they're a trainer or a presenter of some other sort.
A radio presenter,
presenter, indeed. Yeah. You would be most welcome. And yeah, you get lots of top tips from other people who speak as part of their work on how to be a better speaker and how to get more speaking engagements. And I'm going to be speaking next Tuesday.
Fantastic.
About building a brand for your speaking business and marketing yourself as a speaker.
Fantastic.
So if people want to know more about that, they can look up Professional Speaking Association Kent.
And that's taking place at the
Brands Hatch Place Hotel next Tuesday. It starts in the afternoon about 5:30 and it goes on into the evening.
Fantastic. Sounds brilliant. Thank you for that, Emwin. Do you know what? It's that time now, Jules, where...
Let's go. FSB.
Channel Radio News Update.
There's a road network issue thingy happening. It's a technical word. This is from the FSB, as we said. It's Highways England, and they've launched an online mapping tool for road users to flag issues with the network. So the online tool can be used to provide feedback on current issues like congestion and noise issues, as well as future pressures such as likely growth areas. So any info you share will help them plan future investment. You need to go to highways.gov.uk, route strategies. I'm sure lots of our listeners have got ideas about that, Paul Andrews.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And me.
Yeah.
And
and it's about time.
And you're a listener.
And it's about time you filled in some potholes as well.
The old potholes. Charities Act is to take effect from July 2016, listener. So the Cabinet Office has published a timeline detailing when the different sections of the Charities Protection and Social Investment Act of 2016 will take effect. This legalisation received royal assent in March 2016, and most of its provisions will come into force later this year. So from July of this year, trustees will have new statutory powers to make social investments. that achieve financial returns and further their charitable purpose. Perhaps that's one for Barrister Broker.
Absolutely.
And Laura Burton Lawrence to talk about. So that's the Charity Commission, and they're expected to publish explanatory notes on the changes in the coming weeks. We'll keep you informed, won't we, Paul Andrews?
We will indeed. HMRC are to trial a new service. HMRC is launching a new digital service in October to promote tax-advantaged venture capital, TAVC, schemes. They should simplify the application process for TAVC schemes, including the Enterprise Investment Scheme, the Seed Enterprise Investment Scheme, and the Social Investment Tax Relief. For those of you that don't know, one of the big things about people that invest in businesses is a thing called SEIS or EIS, which enables you to claim some tax relief for investing in a startup business. And HMRC are trialling a digital service to try and make that easier, because at the moment it is a complete kerfuffle to actually get a business registered, especially as an SEIS compatible business. So we'll see how much better this is. HMRC is actually looking for FSB members who will be willing to join in the trial from July onwards. So if you'd like to join in the trial with HMRC on the new scheme, if you go to the fsb.org website, you can find details of how you can do that. So do check that out.
Driving for Work conference in Rochester. It's a free seminar. It's the 12th of July. Driving at work is one of the most dangerous activities an employee undertakes, and employers are legally required to manage this risk effectively. Failure to do so could mean your business is putting its staff and other road users at risk, and can expose your business and its senior managers to the threat of prosecution in the event of a serious incident. So what they're saying is it's a free seminar with vital information. It will tell you about your legal obligations for managing your business drivers. So this might be one for Riverford Organic Sisters,
absolutely,
Riverford Kent.
Yeah.
How your business can save large amounts of money by managing it better, as well as showing you what other businesses do and the benefits they've seen. You'll get a free takeaway implementation pack. Implementation pack, so they can start to put improvements into practice straight away. Go to Driving for Work, that's forwork.net, and also kentbusinessradio.co.uk to find out more.
Fantastic. From the end of June this year, UK companies and limited liability partnerships will need to file a confirmation statement, which has replaced the annual return. Companies and LLPs will have to check and confirm that the information Companies House holds is correct and inform Companies House of any changes. Confirmation statements need to include information regarding people with significant control, as well as any changes to the shareholders, the SIC code, or statement of capital. The confirmation statement will be due a year after either the incorporation of a company or the date the last annual return was filed. Companies and LLPs will have 14 days from the due date to submit the confirmation statement, and it will cost £13 to file online and £40 to file a paper version. If you want more information about this, because it does apply to every company, www.gov.uk/government-news/small-business-enterprise.
£51 million funding to support asset finance in small firms. The British Business Bank, as part of its Enable funding programme, is to invest up to £51 million in its partnership with an independent loan provider, Henry Howard Finance. And this investment, which is 50% guaranteed by the European Investment Fund, will allow Henry Howard to extend the availability of asset finance to more small and medium-sized firms, otherwise known as SMEs. The Enable funding programme improves the provision of asset and lease finance to firms by funding smaller bank and non-bank providers of asset finance, which are often unable to access cost-effective funding from the capital markets. Again, there will be a link to that on businessradio.co.uk after the show.
Fantastic. The Competition and Markets Authority, CMA, has written an open letter to business owners warning them that engaging in resale price maintenance is against the law.
Against the law, you say?
It's against the law. It is against the law.
You say, young man?
Yeah. RPM occurs when a supplier and a retailer agree that the retailer will not resell or advertise the supplier's products below a specified price. It's what we would call price rigging, basically.
Yeah.
Research from the CMA has found that business owners' understanding of the law is low, and only 29% of respondents can correctly define RPM. Accordingly, the CMA's letter identifies different kinds of RPM that can break the law, as well as warning suppliers and retailers that they can be fined for engaging in this practice. The open letter is accompanied by guidance for retailers, and the CMA has also produced a short video to explain. You can again find out more by going to www.gov.uk/government-news-CMA.
And Small Business Saturday, which was highly successful last year, as we remember. It's the hashtag to use is Small Biz, BIZ100. Applications are now open for this year's Small Biz 100. It's a great opportunity to highlight your business in the lead up to Small Business Saturday on December the 3rd of this year. So last year, a quarter of small businesses were FSB members, gaining exposure on social media and in local press. Apply before June 30th for the chance to be on this year's list. Go to smallbusinesssaturdays.co.uk. No, sorry, saturdayuk.com. Little tricky one there. So it's smallbusinesssaturdayuk.com. And then there's a / smallbiz100. And remember that the FSB and the Slope Off Friday lunches. Next one is August the 5th at the Faversham Creek with me and the lovely Andrew Knott. FSB have got a review of Enterprise Finance Guarantee published. It's a strategic review of the Enterprise Finance Guarantee, otherwise known as EFG scheme, which examines the effectiveness of the EFG and its impact on small firms in the UK. It's been published by the British Business Bank. And EFG provides a government guarantee for loans made by lenders, enabling viable small firms to obtain funding that might otherwise be declined because they do not have an adequate track record or security. So the review was found that the scheme was affected, but recommended that there should be a wider variety of financial products and accredited lenders available under the scheme, including an asset finance variant.
Cool. Thank you for that. The Great British High Street supports those working to revive, adapt and diversify high streets. Not-for-profit and government-funded, they aim to provide resources for high street regeneration and to celebrate innovative work going on in high streets across Britain. Entries open from the 7th of July into 100 Ways to Help Your High Street. The 100 Ways to Help Your High Street Guide is a collection of powers, tools and strategies that are available to help make your local centre a great place to be. In most areas, you will find an exciting events and activities programme to encourage people to visit. Other places are making use of high street properties to create community centres, business incubation and hot desk spaces. Really? As well as integrating pop-up shops. They're encouraging people to spend their leisure time, whether this is during the day, evening or night time, on their local high street too, with more cafes, bars, restaurants, parks, light features and art installations. And great places can be discovered online too, as our high streets gradually become digital high streets with a bricks and clicks environment, increased social media and website presence and better marketing to keep their community informed.
Well, if they get the Wi-Fi done in Canterbury, it might help.
We won't mention that particular place.
Luckily, there's Fruitworks. You can charge in there and get your Wi-Fi.
Absolutely.
Employment growth continues. The latest UK jobs numbers show employment up by 55,000 and unemployment down by 20,000. Wage growth has risen slightly, with average earnings, including bonuses, up by 2.0%. Or 2%, a consistent rate of growth with the previous period. And the UK continues to make steady gains in employment and wages. That's good, Paul Andrews.
It certainly is.
That brings me to the end of mine.
And that's the end of mine. So...
Channel Radio News Update.
That brings us to the end of this week's Federation of Small Business News Roundup and Update. I've got a couple more emails. I'm not sure if we've got any more tweets.
I'll have a look.
There's open viewings on Thursdays and Fridays, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. in Maidstone at the Corpus Christi Hall, which is a lovely venue. They say we're now open every Thursday and Friday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. You can come and view our fantastic 12th century venue. Please share with your friends looking for an event venue. From June, you'll be able to pick up a quick lunch there too.
I love June.
Yeah, so that's... Earl Street, Maidstone, ME141JP, the Corpus Christi Hall. It's a lovely place. It is. And funnily enough, I went to...
Evo Girls.
I went to Evo Girls there.
Yeah, we had our Corpus Christi party.
I've had a tweet, or I did have a tweet as well here from Supply My Business.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they said, we've been invited to the Evo Girls next Tuesday. Ooh. At the Blacksmith's Arms in Ashford.
Oh, yes, we have another group there. I forgot to mention them. Yeah. That was a bit
but
silly
he,
on
he's
my
got
butt.
A caveat on the end, because he says, we are a man.
Oh, yeah, well, but men wearing, are most welcome.
If he's wearing a cravat, groups. It's all right.
You oh, said. Okay, darling.
Yeah. No, you said he had a caveat. On the end.
Oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear.
We've had a tweet, Paul Andrews, from RM Hydrophonics, and they are retailers selling the best products in Kent. Everything you need for a successful grow in your indoor garden, based in Maidstone and Gillingham. So that's very interesting. I quite fancy an indoor garden, don't you?
Mm.
We could grow tea, couldn't we?
Yeah, yeah, that's
Louisa.
Amazing.
Absolutely.
Red Sails Faversham have retweeted. Hello to you in Faversham. Who else have we got? We've got the, I was going to say the Debonair Tea Company, but then the lovely Crescent Turner in Whitstable have tweeted in that they are nothing like a cup of tea, they say, tea tasting.
Absolutely.
Don Wood.
Funnily enough, there's quite a few people saying things like that because Caroline and Liz, the Organic Sisters, have also said something similar.
Yes.
We can't live without a good cup of tea, they say.
Yes, well, they're obviously on our wavelength, aren't they, Paul
Andrews? Absolutely.
Don Wood, who's a regular listener, he's listening in, he's at @promote_Thanet. He's a grumpy old man promoting Thanet. Lots of grumpy old men I know, actually.
Really? And they didn't start off like that.
No, since they knew me. So he's listening. Hello to you. Lovely Adrian is still listening. Adrian, remember, he will transport your pet crocodile anywhere around Kent.
I've eaten crocodile.
Have you?
Yeah.
Not in Adrian Kearney's van.
No, it wasn't in Adrian Kearney's van. It was in Zimbabwe, as it happened.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I've eaten kangaroo.
You've eaten who?
Kangaroo.
Kangaroo.
Made me a bit jumpy. Who else have we had? We've had lots of people. Rock and Roll Wine School. I don't know whether they're listening in. But, of course, Ken Heron, who's been eating a lot, the lovely Ken Heron. He's out in Istria.
Yeah.
He's been scoffing all sorts of things. So hello to you, Ken Heron. He's eating a plate of mussels as I look now.
Just on that, while you're mentioning that... we are very shortly, I can't tell you exactly when, but we are going to be adding a new show to the talk lineup on Channel Radio.
Talking of muscles.
Yeah, and we are going to be handling Ken's show, Ken Heron, and Carol McManus. And we are going to be broadcasting their show on a Thursday at 1 o'clock. It's called the So-So Show.
Hashtag So-So Show.
So-So Show, Social Solution Show from over there in the USA. So,
well, we've been on that, haven't we?
We have indeed. Yeah.
We took the whole thing over.
We did indeed. And they will be reciprocating, but on a regular basis. So we're going to be broadcasting the So-So Show on a regular basis over here. So that'll be lovely. And we're looking forward to doing that. I'm not sure when we're going to start
You'll
yet, but
learn
in,
so
in the
much
next couple of weeks.
Listening
yeah.
to that.
Yeah,
Pembrey Recycle, big hello to you guys. They're tweeting in as well, Paul Andrews.
Cool. Good stuff. I just want to make reference to the Kent Business Radio website. We have got a large number of blogs on there. And a lot of them are incredibly interesting and you really need to be reading them. Two blogs that we have right at the moment, which are both very important and very, very different. One, we have a blog from the Medway Dementia Association, and there's some free downloadable guides about dealing with dementia in the workplace. And it is something that we really need to look at.
We do.
Yeah, so it's a short blog with a downloadable guide. So do check that out.
Nurse Liz would like that.
Yeah, absolutely. As I say, it's the Medway Dementia Association and it's the Alzheimer's Society Guide on Dealing with Dementia in the Workplace. And the other one I've got, you're going to love this, I've got a blog on how to cope with falling out in the workplace over such things as Brexit. Yeah. So if you're like everyone else at the moment and arguing cat and dog, tooth and nail and scratching each other's eyes out.
Everyone's got an opinion.
Everyone's got an opinion and everyone's fighting and calling everybody else names. It's got completely out of order.
We haven't dared mention it today.
No, we're steering well away from it.
No.
But do read the blog on how to manage this because it's now getting hysterical in every sense of the word, hysterical. So do have a read of the blog, because it is an interesting blog about how to manage that in the workplace. And we've got loads and loads of other blogs on all kinds of issues and things.
So how do we find those blogs?
If you go to kentbusinessradio.co.uk and at the top there is a tab that helpfully says blogs.
Fabulous. That's what we like.
It's amazing, isn't it? Mm. Yeah, so do check that out. We're fast approaching the end of the show, so I just want to tell you what's coming up now on Channel Radio for the rest of today. At 4 o'clock on this very station, we have the lovely Natalie Beneig with the Kent Creative Live Show.
You haven't said it in a French accent. Mais oui.
No, not allowed anymore.
Natalie Beneig.
No, we're not allowed anymore,
she
are we?
She gets upset, doesn't she?
Yeah, no, we're not allowed anymore.
Oh, because of Brexit.
Not allowed anymore. Oh. No.
Is she allowed on?
Yeah, no.
Has she got a visa?
No, she's not French anymore. No. No, we got the lovely Natalie Beneig with the Kent Creative Live Show. And today she's talking to the Dover Arts people who are going to tell their whole story on the show. And that's from 4 o'clock today. Well, so do awesome. Check that out. And then at 5 o'clock, we have the ladies' favourite, the man with the stripy socks, Mr. Craig Avery, with his entertainment show that will be talking today to a collection of entertainers and interesting people and playing his brand of music. And then that is followed at 7 o'clock. By this.
Welcome all to the new potatoes show.
The newly engaged Jamie Andrews.
The soon to be married Jamie Andrews with 18 tracks of new unsigned up and coming music. Did you hear what happened to Jamie a couple of weeks ago?
No.
Very interesting. He played a track, an absolutely gorgeous track. I mean, most of the music he plays is absolutely fabulous. It's just fabulous music.
Yeah.
He played a track, and the next week, the record company who were behind the track emailed him to say that since playing it on the show, they had had over 1 million listens.
Excellent.
And they actually sampled Jamie's introduction to the track and put it on the front of the album.
Oh, wow, that's incredible.
So now the album is actually introduced by Jamie, and amazing stuff.
Can you remember what the band was? No, can't. No. We can listen again.
Yeah, you can. You can listen again, because he played them again last week as well. I can't remember.
Well done, Jamie,
yeah,
and the
good
New
stuff.
Potatoes Show.
Yeah, so that's New Potatoes, 18 tracks of unsigned, new and up-and-coming music that you can hear from 7 until 9 tonight.
And you can follow them, N-E-U Potatoes.
N-E-U, yeah, in the German style. Yeah, absolutely. New Potatoes. Potatoes on the Twitter.
Can we say German style anymore? Now we're not.
No, not allowed. Not allowed.
Can't do
it's
that.
Not allowed. No. It's all over.
I know.
And then at 9 o'clock we have our comedy show. I was Lord Kitchener's valet.
Were you?
That focuses on that incredibly funny year, 1967, because apparently 1967 was a hilarious year.
Can you remember it?
No. Well, I can. Yeah, but I don't know
we
what was hilarious
shorts
about it.
Then, weren't we?
Yeah, just about. Yeah.
You were probably a cub
in 67. Yeah. I think I was probably. I think
scout.
It's worse. I think I was a scout
you
in
were
67.
Scout, yeah.
Cause I must have been, because I won my Queen Scout Award in 68. Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
did
must
you?
Have been. Yeah.
The little salute and all that.
Anyway, and we round off tonight as we always do with.
It's Club Culture with Boy George.
One, two.
Cool drum beat at the squidgy bass, I give you Vanilla Ace, and it rhymes. That means I'm right on time. Welcome to Club Culture, where I control my very own dance universe. 1 hour or more of grooving delectables for your disco pleasure. I'm Boy George.
It's 1 hour of delectable, delicious dance music. It's Club Culture with Boy George on Channel Radio.
So that rounds off tonight quite nicely with the fantastic Mr. Boy George and the Club Culture Show, as always, on a Tuesday night. So we're kind of at the end of the show now, really. I'd like to say a big thank you for joining us on the show today. The fabulous guys that we interviewed from the B2B North Kent over there at Butmore Park, and what a fabulous day that was. But our studio guest today, the lovely Louisa Latham of Debonair Tea Company.
Thank you so much.
And the tea.
And the tea, and providing the tea, which was gorgeous.
Yes, I feel.
And we were also joined by the lovely Amwen Cooper of Get Fruitful Marketing, who supplied the apples, which
I'm... Which we're going to eat now.
Which I'm going to get stuck into any minute now. So we are... looking forward to that.
Don't forget lovely Sophie in the corner. Who's
and
been...
Sophie, the lovely young lady who's helping Louisa at the moment with some work experience.
We love a work experience.
Absolutely. Person. Thank you for joining us. But you've been listening to me, Paul Andrew, and her, Jill Serkin, on this week's Business Bunker show. Listen, we will be up with you next week with a whole new show on kentbusinessradio.co.uk and channelradio.co.uk. Anybody that you know that's missed today's show, they can listen again on the catch-up. But we'll be back with you next week, and we'll see you all soon. Bye-bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.